KCW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. President Biden addressing members of Canada's parliament today, the second day of his visit there, talking about the nation's united values.
Americans and Canadians are two people, two countries, in my view, sharing one heart.
Both leaders today also detailing a new immigration policy. The U.S. carried out airstrikes in eastern Syria a day after a drone strike killed a U.S. contractor and injured six others at a U.S. base. The U.S. saying they attempted an attack today at another installation. ABC's Louis Martinez has more.
This is at a facility known as Green Village, which is in Deir Ezzar province, which is a very oil-rich area. It has a lot of oil wells there. There is a U.S. base there known as Green Village. We know that eight rockets were fired at the facility earlier today. None of them struck any targets inside the compound, and there were no U.S. injuries as a result. But it's just another reminder that even though the U.S. is undertaking these retaliatory strikes, these groups are maybe going to continue with these kinds of actions.
This is ABC News. Police in Illinois say they've ended the search for a missing Navy man. 100 U.S. sailors helping look for Seamus Gray. The 21-year-old disappeared Saturday night after he appeared drunk in a bar and was asked to leave. City Police Commander Scott Chastain.
Everything we have doesn't point to whether it's recovery or search. I mean, we just don't have that information right now. All we have is that he's missing.
Gray's last known sighting in an alley behind the bar heading towards Lake Michigan. Uncle Sam wants to help cut down how much salt you consume.
Many food makers load their products with salt because they know it's salt tastes great, adds texture, and helps extend the shelf life, but it can also raise the risk of high blood pressure and stroke, which is why the FDA is proposing a rule that would let food makers use more heart-healthy salt substitutes. Many Americans devour 50 to 100% more sodium than recommended each day. It's not clear, though, if salt substitutes will also be... Andy Field, ABC News.
Rena Roy, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Unemployment in Wisconsin is at a record low, 2.7%. That's down from 2.9% in January. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says the number of people looking for work in the state dropped to 82,900, which is also a record low. Almost 3 million people are working in Wisconsin. That's a record high. Governor Evers' proposed budget would lead to an overall increase in taxes and fees. The nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau says the net increase would add up to more than $108 million. WisPolitics.com reports the proposed tax increases would overshadow the tax cuts in Evers' budget. Majority Republicans are working on their own budget. In sports, the Bucks are at Utah tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. We're going to start again with the most important race facing Wisconsin right now, April 4th, Janet Protasiewicz against Daniel Kelly. There's been a development. You know, Kelly hasn't exactly tried to disguise himself or his extremism. We talked yesterday about the fact that he appeared at an event and spoke right after he appeared remotely at an event, spoke right after this Reverend Trahella, who had advocated the murder of abortion doctors. This is the guy, who, when Dr. Gunn, David Gunn, was assassinated, was shot some time ago, this fellow had said it was, quote, justifiable homicide, And he spoke, and right after he spoke, Daniel Kelly spoke. He knew what he was doing. He knew who was going to speak there. He knew who this guy was. He knew. You know, it's one thing to have a pro-choice or a pro-life position. It's quite another thing to advocate murder. He had no business being at that thing, even remotely, had no business speaking right after this other fellow. Well, there's a new development. There is a conservative activist named Scott Pressler. I don't know if you've heard of him or not. Scott Pressler is a Virginia native. Scott Pressler was at the January 6th insurrection, and he described it as, quote, the largest civil right protest in American history, end quote. This is one where about five people got killed. Several cops committed suicide. Officer Fanon was almost kicked to death. One cop had his head crushed in a door. They were beaten with clubs. They were beaten with they were homemade spears, and they were beaten with the handles. And this clown says it's the largest civil rights protest in American history. Why do I mention him? I mention him because he's been going around the state campaigning for Daniel Kelly in these last 10 days of the race. Kelly posted a video on Wednesday of him with this character, with this conservative activist, Scott Pressler. Now, when he was confronted with that, Daniel Kelly said, I'm not bothered at all by the association with Scott Pressler. Let me tell you something. It's one thing to run for the Supreme Court as a conservative. Okay, a number of people have done it. One of the greatest Supreme Courts Wisconsin ever had was in the late 60s early 70s in that time period. And actually the middle 60s when Tom Fairchild was on it, Judge Thomas Fairchild, who was appointed then by Lyndon Johnson and went on to be in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. And I was privileged to be his law clerk for a little over a year. Learned a lot from him. He's a wonderful man. Well, that court had liberals on it and had conservatives on it, but these were people of stature. These were people who had integrity. But it's quite another thing to run as a alleged conservative. There's nothing conservative about Kelly. There's nothing conservative about assassinating doctors who perform abortions. There's nothing conservative about appearing with someone who was at the January 6th insurrection. And then afterwards you say, I'm not bothered by the association with him, even though this fellow Pressler called it the largest civil rights protest in American history. But, you know, Kelly has a history like this. Kelly was on the payroll of the Republican Party till December. This is March, almost April, almost the election. Until December, he was on the payroll of the Republican Party. And I'm going to ask him again on the air, are you still on the payroll? Or do you have a promise of some sort that if you don't win this race, you're going to go back on the payroll? This guy is a paid member of the Republican Party staff. He's also the guy that went around the state with Gableman saying that the last election where Joe Biden won in Wisconsin, there was fraud and he shouldn't have been certified. And because he's a lawyer, Kelly was the one that worked as a lawyer with the Republican Party in Wisconsin on the fake electors trying to get Pence to call off the certification. This is who is being proposed against Janet Protasiewicz for the Supreme Court. This is very simple. If Kelly were elected, there would be gerrymandered maps until the year 2030. Right now it's 2023, 7 more years. And then a gerrymandered legislature in 2030 would gerrymander it again till 2040. And then in 2040, the gerrymandered legislature would gerrymander it to 2050. We'd have it for the foreseeable future. Even though the Democrats get half of the or more of the legislative votes, they get a third of the legislature. About a third of the legislature. That's not democracy. Janet Protasiewicz has said very clearly and bluntly, she said, the day after I am sworn in, bring a gerrymander lawsuit. She's invited that. And if she is elected, it'll be 4-3. They say Democrat and Republican. It really is 4-3, people with integrity, people with who would be seen as independent in the past, even conservative. There's nothing conservative about getting rid of democracy. Democracy itself was a conservative principle in the 18th century. And by that, I mean getting rid of monarchy and having people decide. People can decide on conservative elected representatives if it's a fair map. That's not what's happening here. That's not what's happening here. And the other thing is, there is going to be a presidential election in 2024. In 2024, it looks like Biden will be the Democratic nominee, and it's very possible that Trump will be, and if he isn't, DeSantis will be. And I think Biden will win in Wisconsin again. But the Wisconsin Supreme Court may not certify that election. This last time, it was 4-3. The only reason that Joe Biden got certified and held up his victory in Wisconsin is because Brian Hagedorn, who is a conservative justice, but has integrity, has read the Constitution, and he voted with the other three, these three so-called Democrats, to certify Joe Biden. Gableman went prowling around the state looking for fraud with Kelly after that, and they didn't find any. The three justices who were not going to certify Joe Biden were doing it without any evidence of fraud whatsoever. They were doing it to benefit the Republican Party. In this last gubernatorial election, you remember, as Evers against Michaels, and I don't know if you remember what Michaels said at the end, towards the end of the election cycle, just before the election itself, the election day, he said, if I am elected, a Republican will never lose an election again in Wisconsin. Well, how did that work out for him? It worked out bad for him because Evers won, and he won by a comfortable margin. People do not like rigged elections. People do not like the idea that even if somebody wins an election, the guy who lost will be put into office by a partisan court. That's what I call a rigged election. They call a rigged election any election that's won by a Democrat. I call a rigged election one in which the winner doesn't get put into the position because of a partisan court. I don't care, quite frankly, if a Democrat or Republican wins it. Yeah, I'm a Democrat. I was the chairman of the party for two terms. I'm a Democrat. But I've seen Republicans I've respected a lot. I respect Liz Cheney. I respect Adam Kinzinger. I respected the fact that Mitt Romney voted to convict Donald Trump on two impeachment opportunities. So it's really a question of core democracy. And that's what we have here. That's what's the issue in this race. And in the debate, you saw the debate last, I think it was Wednesday, the other day. And Janet came on, Judge Janet, who's terrific, and said, what's at stake here is our democracy. She was not kidding. Gerrymandering isn't at stake. A gerrymandered legislature is not a democracy. Voss would never be speaker. In fact, Voss wouldn't be elected if he were in a 50-50 district. Most, perhaps all, of the Republican legislature would not be elected in a 50-50 district. And some Democrats would not be elected in a 50-50 district. What you want is a legislature that reflects the state. The other thing that she was referring to on that statement, democracy's at stake, is very, very simple. With the Republicans and a majority in the Supreme Court, if Kelly gets on, and you can, I always like to count on Brian Hagedorn, but there's a lot of political pressure on him too. Republican justices have shown, and I accept Brian Hagedorn from this statement, but the others have shown that they will not certify a Democrat who wins. Look, this is the state of Fighting Bob La Follette. Fighting Bob La Follette was a Republican. They became a progressive Republican because the stalwarts were up to their old tricks. They were the ones, the corporations and the railroads, that strangled the state in the late 19th century, and Fighting Bob rose up to beat them. But he was a Republican. Gaylord Nelson was a Republican, a progressive. In 1949, he was at that terrific convention in Green Bay when they merged, progressive Republicans merged with the Democratic Party. And the two Democratic leaders were Pat Lucey and Bill Proxmire, and the Republican leader was Gaylord Nelson. Those days, unfortunately, are in the past, and we're going to restore them. I'm very, very tired of this, of the Kellys and the Vosses and all this crowd. Very tired of it. Get out and vote. It's a week from Tuesday. Get out and vote. Vote. You can vote in person, absentee now. Make a voting plan. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for snow tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows around 25, northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 36. Overcast skies, lows dip down to about 25. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. Clouds on the increase Sunday into Monday with highs in the low 40s. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 42.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Okay, 5:40 a.m.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl.
Back to Matt Flynn, director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines in order. Lines are alive. We're going to start with Nick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Nick. What's in your mind today?
Hey, it's great to finally get through. I could never write your number down fast enough, and I finally got it. I unfortunately listened to Kelly on public radio the other day, and they a bunch of us asked, would they ask about him explaining his role in the alternate electors? And she said, yeah, it would just be kind of a group call because a lot of you wanted to know. I said, well, thank you very much. And they asked him about Gableman and him going across the state. He said, that's a lie. And then she said, yeah, but what about the electors? And all he said was, nope. And that was it. That was all public radio. And they went after Janet pretty hard, almost harder than him. And I guess what I'd like to ask the guy is, when he gets on the court, he keeps saying, I just do the law, just the law. That other stuff is legislative. When I look at it, the law, well, if it comes across your desk in your group for the maps, what do you think about the maps? I mean, you know, I mean, democracy, right. Having people's votes counted.
Right. Well, Nick, you're raising some
good without points. Representation.
Right. Right. Let me respond to that, Nick. Let me just grab hold of something you said, because it's very important and I want to run with it. When he said that it's a lie that he went around the state with Gableman, that's been reported so often. It really has been reported so often. He did go around the state. He knows Gableman. And he thought that he said it was a fraudulent election. Okay, he said that. Now, if he says that's a lie, okay, let's ask the next question. If you didn't think it was a fraudulent election, why did you work with the Republican Party to set up the fake electors? Fake means fake. There were real electors who were elected in the Capitol the same day. Voss and Fitzgerald ginned up a conference room, told everybody not to publicize it and to show up and be sneaky about it, secretive. Why would you have to be sneaky and secretive? But they were fake electors. And he was one of the ones that advised them to get Pence. Remember that? To get Pence. To say, oh, I have two sets of electors. This is like 1876 when Rutherford Hayes ran against Sam Tilden, blah, blah, blah. Baloney. So, Nick, thanks for calling. But, I mean, really what it comes down to is very simple. If this guy said he didn't go around with Gableman and he didn't make any predetermined decision that somehow there was fraud, and if he was asked about fake electors and he said nope, I got news. He took 120 grand in payment in fees for advising them on the fake electors. Then give the 120 back. Give the 120 back. You can't, in a Supreme Court race, flat out lie to people. If they say, what about the fake electors? And he goes, nope. If he comes out later with a sneaky thing and goes, when I meant nope, I meant nope, I won't answer it. That's pretty darn sneaky. If you're not going to answer it, say I won't answer it. But by saying nope, you give the impression that you didn't do it. And he took 120 grand. He took 120 grand. He did it. He did it guilty as charged. Yeah, and then on Janet. Janet's terrific. I mean, Janet, I've known Janet for 40 years. I know her husband. He was a law school classmate of mine, good man, Greg Sell. She can handle herself. She was a prosecutor for over 20 years in Milwaukee County. Really bad crimes, murder, sexual assault, gangs, and all that kind of thing. She's been around the block. She can handle it. She knows criminal law better than anybody on the Supreme Court right now, and certainly better than this Kelly character. And she'll be great. And she has said, bring a gerrymander lawsuit the day after I am sworn in. And what did he say about that? He made a predetermined decision. He said, I'm not going to overrule gerrymander. That's a political decision. No, it's not a constitutional decision. Thanks for calling, Nick. Okay. We're going to start on the next theme, and then we are probably going to spill over afterwards. Donald Trump has continued to incite violence. He posted a picture of himself holding a baseball bat next to the head of Alvin Bragg, the prosecutor in Manhattan. And Trump has, repeated terrorist calls for his cult to, quote, remove, end quote, quote, the animal, end quote, Alvin Bragg, and use a baseball bat, as Keith Olbermann, former anchor, put it that way. But he's telling the truth. Trump has called on social media Bragg an animal and a psychopath who has to be removed. On social media, he came out and said, if I am arrested, there will be potential death and destruction, quote, end quote. This is Donald Trump saying that. And then he said of Alvin Bragg, he's a degenerate psychopath who hates the USA. This is violent talk. This is violent talk. If you said that, if you or anybody else and said that about a district attorney who is just even investigating issuing criminal charges against you, you've committed a felony. Donald Trump has committed a felony by posting a baseball bat next to Bragg's head, saying he's an animal, that he's a crazed, degenerate psychopath who hates the United States, and there will be death and destruction if his people don't do something about it. That's talk right out of January 6th. Talk right out of January 6th. And then he's holding on Saturday, tomorrow, a rally in Waco, Texas. And it's been described that he's sending out bat signals for violence there. I think this he's getting out over his skis here a little bit. 30 Texas Republican leaders said they won't attend. They're all chicken. Oh, we like Trump. We like Trump. But we got a schedule change. I got to give a speech at a flower show somewhere. But he calls Bragg an animal and human scum. That's got to stop. Some prosecutor has got to prosecute him for a felony threat to a prosecutor. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Members of Canada's parliament welcoming President Biden with a standing ovation. The president, in a speech to lawmakers, says the countries share more than just borders.
No two nations on earth are bound by such close ties, friendship, family, commerce, and culture. Our labor unions cross borders. So do our sports leagues, baseball, basketball, hockey.
Earlier, the president met with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, the pair also detailing new immigration rules. Another attack at a second U.S. military facility in Syria today. The Pentagon says no one was injured. It follows the drone strike at a U.S. base in eastern Syria, killing a U.S. contractor and injuring six others. Utah, now the first state in the nation to enact a law on social media access for minors. It requires parent permission for young children to use social media and also sets a curfew on teen use after 10:30 at night. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. For the first time in 45 years, there won't be a Briggs & Al's Run & Walk in downtown Milwaukee. The event dates back to legendary Marquette University basketball coach Al McGuire. The Children's Wisconsin Foundation is looking for feedback on how to create new and more inclusive events that could replace the run down the road. Participation has been on the decline in recent years. In 2019, there were 10,000 participants. Last year, after being canceled for 2 years because of the pandemic, participation down to 8,000. Over its 45-year run, the event has raised $22 million. A cyber attack launched this week against the Wisconsin court system's computer network. Court officials say users may have experienced spotty service or slower than normal response times. If you're having difficulties filing documents electronically, contact the clerk of court in your respective county. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
The train a coming, it's rolling around a bend.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there have been some developments in who is being ordered to testify, in the special counsel Jack Smith's investigation. And a judge just rejected claim of executive privilege that Trump put in to try to block the depositions, block the interviews of his senior staff. And here's who it was. Mark Meadows, the chief of staff, lost. John Ratcliffe, he was the director of national security, bad news, lost. Robert O'Brien, former NSA director, lost. Stephen Miller, you remember him? He was the kind of special assistant on immigration. And he's so weird. Remember, Saturday Night Live used to have a skit where there'd be three people or four people sitting around, Giuliani and others, and then there'd be a basket. And then somebody would say, who's supposedly Trump, you know, Giuliani, what do you think? This one, what do you think? They say, Stephen Miller, what do you think? And suddenly there'd be some music and a cobra would come up out of the basket. I mean, Stephen Miller is a strange ranger. And Dan Scavino, deputy chief of staff. Trump will probably appeal it, tie it up. But here's the deal. And one of the concerns I have, Jack Smith, good prosecutor, good guy, but how serious is this? Right now, we're almost in April. The first debate is in August. There is evidence up the wazoo of what happened. There's evidence up the wazoo of January 6th. There's evidence up the wazoo of the guys Trump's taking classified documents and then hiding them, lying about them, and then transferring them. You know, not just inadvertently taking some. Okay, then return it. That's fine. But lying about it, obstructing. Plenty of evidence is a phone call of his blackmailing, trying to blackmail to extort Raffensperger. And Georgia's saying that if you don't find me 11,000 some odd votes, you could be criminally prosecuted. I mean, if there are these continual demands, subpoenas for more testimony, which Trump will then appeal and just take it as far as he can, and then these characters go in and take the fifth, when is there going to be a criminal prosecution? And by the way, with Alvin Bragg, I mean, Alvin Bragg, I'm glad to see that he's finally doing something. But Alvin Bragg is the guy that overruled prosecutors a year ago, two of the best in New York who were about to prosecute Trump. And now it turns out that the grand jury won't even look at it again till next week sometime. And it isn't sure then what they will do. How much is Alvin Bragg really pushing this? How much is he doing this to give the impression that he wants to prosecute Trump? Trump is a master at making publicity and money out of nothing. Out of bad news for him. Here's a guy who's being sued by a woman, Jean Carroll, who alleges that he raped her. Here's a guy who's under investigation for the Raffensperger thing, the classified documents thing, January 6th, the porn star hush money. And the guy is getting publicity out of it. That's all he's doing. I'm being cynical about this, but I don't think too cynical. I don't think too cynical. He's the guy that said, well, I'm going to be arrested Tuesday. And then there's a website, and it's called Fake Shots or something, where the people, they gin up these fake videos and fake pictures. They had pictures of Trump being chased by New York City cops. They had pictures of him being wrestled to the ground. There are pictures of Melania Trump looking sorrowful and screaming. It's all fake. And he raised millions of dollars off of that. And he ginned up his crowd. It's all fake. And then this is great. Here's another one. Evan Corcoran, his lawyer, has now been ordered to testify against the attorney-client privilege defense. Evan Corcoran now has to testify in the special counsel and give him the documents that he had with Trump under the fraud crime exception. What's that? If you're a lawyer, there's an attorney-client privilege, except if you were part of talking about fraud or a crime. And that's what the special counsel has successfully pushed. He's going to be asked about the May 11th Department of Justice subpoena that Trump lied about. Corcoran signed a certification drafted by another lawyer, Bob, saying that all of the documents have been turned over. They're going to ask him what steps he took, why he thought all documents were in the storage room, which was what he said when they finally turned some over. He asked about a June 24 phone call with Trump. And that's about the subpoena for the surveillance material. And here's a little wrinkle that remind you of Watergate. Apparently, there are audio tapes. And he has handwritten notes about the audio tapes. He asked about that. This is great, guys, but this is March of 2023. The first debate is August. The primaries and all of that are right starting in January. When is this going to result in something? We're going to go to the lines. We're in order. Do not hang up. Beth of Valparaiso, Indiana. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Beth?
Hi, Matt. I'm so glad to discover these civic stations here down in Indiana. And I just wanted to say that what you led into my point exactly. It's 2023, and what concerns me a lot more, I'm not worried about these mostly people my age and older. I'm in the late 50s, and I don't, you know, I'm not worried about the boots of the insurrection rising up again. I think they're a very small segment of our society. However, I'm worried that no one is taking enough control of the suits of this insurrection. And I'm worried about, you know, the Secret Service guys. That what is the guy that's still in charge of Secret Service who deleted all those messages? And what about all the people in DOJ that have allegedly been holding back all these investigations? And what about the fact that, you know, we got to remember, we're still on the knife's edge. A few states go the wrong way by 50,000 votes, and Trump or someone like him could get in on the next election. And we need to be, we've got to just undo this thing from its underpinnings. And I'd like you to comment on why you think the Biden folks and the Democrats aren't really, you know, getting rid of Jerome Powell and, you know what I mean, doing some things, getting rid of the traitors in the DOJ and stuff, and things that they need to do to really set this ship aright.
Right. Excellent question. Let me, thanks for calling, Beth. I'm going to boil that down and answer each of those questions. First of all, the fellow that in the Secret Service that deleted emails and all of that kind of thing, that was the guy who then retired, because he's the one who basically lied. Remember Casey Hutchinson, how great she was? And Casey Hutchinson said that he told her that Trump fought, grabbed the steering wheel and wanted to go to the Capitol. And then he lied about it, but he didn't lie under oath, and he retired. The second thing is the Secret Service detail assigned to Biden, believe it or not, had been essentially the one of, signed to Trump, and some of them were, frankly, they liked Trump and they were loyal to him, and Biden said no way, and Biden replaced them and he put loyal people in. Third, when it comes to the DOJ, the people at the top of the DOJ, in my view, are loyal, but there are career people who in the DOJ, you can't just fire them. However, I'm thinking of guys like Louis DeJoy, the head of the post office. I mean, why the hell, you know, and Biden has already had an appointment to the board. They could fire the guy. This is the guy that scrapped all, remember this, the speed machines, so that he could delay absentee ballots in Philadelphia and other big cities. Why is that clown still there? I agree with you. Why is the clown still there? Biden has done everything he can to weed out the no good nicks in the government. But if you're president of the United States, think of what he has. He has Ukraine. He has Taiwan. He has immigration. He has everything. He has people in the Republican Party stabbing in the back on the debt ceiling. So he has to rely, frankly, on his cabinet. And, you know, I basically like his cabinet, but some of them are tougher than others. But thanks a lot for calling in. And the final thing I will say before I go to the next caller is this. You know, I repeat what you just said. When is there going to be a prosecution? It's possible that Alvin Bragg is slow rolling this thing to give himself cover and isn't going to prosecute him. Now, you know, it's going to the grand jury again next week. How many misdemeanors in New York do you think ever go to a grand jury? There are thousands of them every day. How many felonies? None. You don't have to go to a grand jury to charge someone. Alvin Bragg could charge him, but he's what, tickling him under a chin with a turkey feather and talking about this stuff? How long is this going to go on? Jack Smith, I like Jack Smith, but, you know, Meadows and some of these people took the fifth already. What makes you think they're not going to charge? You know, charge. Just have a cavalry bugle and charge. Thanks a lot. Excellent call. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Oh, that was a nice call and a nice response. So I'll head in a little bit different direction here. The Beatles had a song, Here Comes the Sun. Bon Jovi sang it after Biden beat Trump. I sat in my chair with some whiskey and ice and a couple of olives, and that song rings true. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that Biden's the president. I hope I get to, in fact, when Janet P. beats Kelly, I'm going to sit in my chair with a glass of whiskey, some ice, and a couple of olives, and I'm going to listen to that song four or five times. Here Comes the Sun, Bon Jovi. It's a Beatles song. It's a beautiful song. But you're right. It's slow rolling this Trump thing, and it's kind of sad. But I try to stay on a hot, happy note today. Here comes the sun. So, all right. Have a great weekend, man.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Yeah. Well, that's a very upbeat call. I like it. Here's the deal. Janet is going to win. But remember, the election's a week from Tuesday, guys. Get out there and vote. You can vote absentee. You can vote absentee in person right now. Do it. Log in there some votes. But the other thing is the Republican slime machine is in full force. They do it. It's like a 2-minute drill in football. They do it the last, in football, they do it in 2 minutes. Here, they do it in the last 10 days. They will dump buckets of slime on her. And they continue to do it, lying in their ads and so forth. Remember something. Be resolved. Be disciplined. Go and vote. The purpose of the slime machine in the Republican Party in the last 10 days is not to switch votes from Janet to Kelly. They're never going to convince anybody to do that. The purpose of the slime machine is to make everybody so disgusted they won't vote. A lot of data that shows that the lower the turnout, the better Republicans do. Even extremist Republicans, even a guy like Kelly, who appears talking right after a guy who advocated the murder of doctors who perform abortions. Murder, called the justifiable homicide. This is Kelly, who posted himself on video with this Pressler guy there at January 6th, who said it was a civil rights demonstration, and said he's very comfortable being with the guy. This is Kelly, who was on the paid staff of the Republican Party, $120,000, and was advising them on fake electors, and now lies about it and said, nope. Come on. I mean, if we want to get rid of gerrymandering, you vote for Janet Protasiewicz. If you don't, you vote for Kelly. He's already said he will not change gerrymandering. If you want whoever wins the 2024 election to be certified in Wisconsin, who wins the Wisconsin election, Democrat or Republican, Janet Protasiewicz will do it. If you want somebody who will only certify a Republican, and even if the Democrat wins, he'll certify the Republican anyway, and say, well, this is like 1876 with Rutherford Hayes against Sam Tilden, then vote for Kelly. It's as simple as that. Pay no attention to the slime. No attention to the slime. And that's it. A week from Tuesday. Some of the slime is already happening down in Arizona. Carrie Lake appealed, and the Supreme Court just ruled in her favor on one thing. It's not going to change the governor down there, but she argued that there should have been signature verification of the absentee ballots in Maricopa County, which is Phoenix. The Arizona Supreme Court said yes. That's stupid and dangerous. There are thousands of them, and they're going to bring in an expert on handwriting for everyone, or subpoena whoever's ballot it was to say that was mine. They are doing this to tie up. They're doing this to tie up voting process. There was no fraud down there. Stand by on that one. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
A little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for snow tonight. Otherwise, cloudy. Lows around 25. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 36. Overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 25. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. Clouds on the increase Sunday into Monday with highs in the low 40s. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 42.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
Only News Talk Station.
Welcome back to Matlin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, eh, Jean?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for the great show. I just want to remind everybody that only you can prevent the destruction of our democracy. Only you can give our children hope for the future, fighting back against books being banned, fighting back against women's rights being taken away and putting women at risk every day. Only you can fight against the discrimination going on in our state. Only you can prevent Wisconsin manufacturers and that group from making our laws in our state that can pollute your drinking water and other things. Only you can do this. And it takes every goddamn one of us. Call your neighbors, call your friends, and get them out to vote. Because the only way that we can stop this in our state and therefore our country is to get our butts out there and vote for Janet Protasiewicz and for Jody.
Right.
And Eileen Orfermer Habish Sinica, because she's an environmental woman. And she cares about our state, otherwise she wouldn't run. And you guys need to do this for us, because there's nothing we can do after this is over. So
no, you're right, Jean. Let me jump in on that, because those two races are key. Janet Protasiewicz running against Daniel Kelly. Got to vote for Janet. But you mentioned another one. That's the Senate District 8, number 8, in the northern Milwaukee suburbs and northwestern Milwaukee suburbs. That is a gerrymandered Republican seat that's roughly 55-45, 53-47. And the Republican running is this guy, Knodl, K-N-O-D-L, who's an election denier. He's the guy that was signed on begging Pence to not certify the election. This guy is bad news, very bad news. He's a Trumper. He's a Trumper. Now, our candidate, the Democrat, is Jody Habersinikin. And I know her. I met her. She's very good. She is an environmental lawyer. She's a married woman with four children, great family, and she has worked very hard on environmental issues. Remember something else, that the Republicans, at the behest of the manufacturers, have essentially enabled forever chemicals to penetrate our water and wells in most areas of the state. In a lot of streams, rivers, lakes, you can only eat but one fish a week or a month. And quite frankly, I'm not interested in eating any cancer fish. We now have cancer water when we had some of the cleanest water in the country. Some of these forever chemicals have gotten into Green Bay and Lake Michigan. Jody Habersinikin is not only would be a great senator, state senator, but there are two other things. Number one, environmental issues or stuff she knows about and has worked on very hard. But even more so is this. If she wins, they will not have a veto-proof majority in the Senate. If she does not win, the Republicans will have a veto-proof majority in the state Senate, and they're two seats off from having it in this assembly, too. And if they ever get a veto-proof majority, it doesn't matter who's governor. It doesn't matter if Evers vetoes it. One other quick thing I want to raise. The debt ceiling is coming up. The Republicans are bearing down by trying to, in effect, wreck the economy. They're becoming more committed than ever to blowing up the economy. The chairman of the Budget Committee is Jody Arenton of Texas, and he said 2 months ago, we are going to use this as a bargaining chip that could turn out to be dangerous. And then just the other day after Silicon Valley, he says, I believe it has to be done now. This is the best time to do it. There are a couple of Republicans in this state, Gallagher and Stile in particular. If they go along with this and we default on our debts and our paper is no good, this Republican Party has sabotaged our country. We're going quick to the lines for last call. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bill. What's in your mind today?
Here's a fact, Jack. If the Republicans win, kiss democracy goodbye. Keep all your memories, because you won't recognize the country you're living in, because they will tell you what you can read. They will tell women what they can do with their body. They will make sure that more than enough guns are passed out to everybody. They'll make sure that they focus that the border is all Biden's fault, when nobody knows this. But DeSantis has more people coming ashore than I think Abbott does in Texas. But they want to talk about this. And you won't hear them. Because all you'll hear is like Fox News. Now, Fox is not news. They're far from it. They're a propaganda-based group that befriends Soviet Russia. But people don't hear this. We're here to help you. Oh, we're going to do that. They've destroyed our water. You just talked about it. They destroy our education. We all know how that's happening. They're destroying medicine because Dr. Fauci should be in jail, according to them. Well, you shouldn't wear a mask because you might get infected. But they just are destroying everything that we hold true as Americans. So it isn't the Democrats against Republicans. It's America against the Republicans. Remember, the mega people and Trump stood with Putin against the FBI, CIA, Pentagon, Joint Chiefs. I can go on and on. They picked Russia. Yet we keep letting these criminals run these kangaroo courts on TV, investigating this and investigating that. They should be in jail. They took an oath of office and they failed. So with voting just around the corner, remember, if you care about democracy, vote against Republicans, period. Thank you. Have a great weekend, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. And for everybody's benefit, Bill is a former Republican. He's a gun owner. He's a hunter. But enough's enough. And he doesn't believe in commie government, neither do I. And it's an impolite way of putting it. When the Republicans are trying to destroy democracy, they are pushing commie government. Tucker Carlson's show appears regularly on Russian state TV. And then they go, this guy speaks for all the anchors in the United States. It's treason. He's Axis Sally is what he is. Or Tokyo Rose, remember them? The fact is that we have a choice between democracy and commie government. And everything I've described, what these characters are doing, is to push us towards commie government. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Everybody have a great weekend. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place on Monday. Signing off for today.
God. VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.